So now I wanted to give a shiur relating to something Yom Kippur Tshuva related. Good. Yeah, that was what we decided yesterday. Oh, well, people are joining the Zoom. Okay. So let's get started. I want to talk today about Kriyas HaTorah Mincha on Yom Kippur, which is a bit of a funny topic, but maybe a topic that doesn't get discussed all that much. Both Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarah and Mincha on Yom Kippur. My oldest son was born before Rosh Hashanah, 21 years ago, and my one and only time that I leaned Maftir Yona was that year. I was in Edison, New Jersey, my in-law shul. My father-in-law was extremely emotional because we named my son after his father on his first yard site. It was happened to be his birthday, fell out of the, he was born on his father's first yard site, so like he bought me Maftir Yona. Which he then heard me lane, and he realized why he should never buy me anything to actually lane. But people assume like you're a rabbi, you know how to lane, of course, right? That's what everyone assumes. Everyone has their own assumptions about what rabbis do. I was once in an Uber in Chicago, and last year I was in Chicago for a wedding, and my friend Rabbi Meir Simcha Stromer invited me to Eid HaKrown. So I took an Uber there, and the driver's like, you know, one of these super friendly, you know, Uber drivers. So he was making conversation the whole time. So what do? I'm a rabbi. I figured that would be the end of it, right? Like, you know, where's he going to find common ground with a rabbi? So he said, "Oh, so you kosherize tanker trucks, right?" I'm like, you know, everyone has their assumptions of what a rabbi does. It turns out the guy used to be a truck driver, and they used to have to stop along the way, and some you know, rabbis from kosher organizations had to make sure that their truck was kosherized before they put the kosher oil in or whatever. But anyway, the Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon on Yom Kippur and the Haftarah are somewhat unusual. So let's discuss some what makes it somewhat unusual, what makes it unique, what makes it interesting. There is a famous chakira of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You know, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Reish Chaf Beis, Siv Beis, that a motzi in Sefer Torah v'korin shlosha b'parshas arayos at sof ha-parsha, that we read parshas arayos, and then v'ashlishi maftir b'yona, and then the shlishi, whoever gets shlishi, does maftir yona, and he's messiahim with a few pesukim, v'chulei. The Ramah says, ve'ein omrim ala Torah v'alavoda b'mincha. And when we say that the Birchas Haftorah, because there is going to be a Haftorah at Mincha Maftir Yonah, we don't say Ala Torah V'Alavoda. We skip that section of the Brachos of the Haftorah. So Kiveg raises the following Chakira, the following Safik. He writes in Madura Kama, Simon Chaf Dalid, Nistapakti, V'Uvdahavi. He says, I had the following Safik, and it wasn't just theoretical, it happened. A person was on their deathbed. So obviously they had to eat on Yom Kippur. And they were davening, they made a minyan for the fellow. And they gave him an aliyah. What a beautiful thing. They gave him an aliyah on Yom Kippur, that before his aliyah's neshama, that he should have an aliyah l'Torah. I didn't have any suffix whether he should take the aliyah, even though he wasn't fasting. Of course he should take the aliyah. Even though someone who's not fasting doesn't take an aliyah on a fast day, but this is a yontif. This is a kedusha sayom kriyas haTorah. So of course he's going to take the aliyah. Kamo b'shar yontif haShabbos, just like any other yontif in Shabbos has a kriyas haTorah. V'im kein gam yishenu mesane yochal lalos. They wanted to give him another aliyah mincha time. Says Rabbi Kiveger, ubazen istapakti, and that's where I had the following suffix. Im kriyas haTorah b'mincha avim mishum tainis el de b'shar tainis korim veichal b'yom kriyum korim b'parshas arayos. Why do we do the kriyas haTorah mincha? Is it a kriyas haTorah that's there midin tainis? It just happens to be that normally midin tainis you would read vaichal, and by Yom Kippur we read the parsha of arayos. Vim kain eino masana eino yochalalos. And if that's the case, someone who's not fasting cannot get an aliyah for kriyas haTorah that's midin tainis. Oh, digam kriyazu machmas kedusha sayom. Or maybe the kriyas haTorah mincha is also a kedusha sayom kriya. Likros gam b'mincha kamo b'shabbos v'yochol gam eino masana lalos. And even someone who's not fasting can get the aliyah because it's a kedusha sayom. V'tzorchi in ladina. So Kiveger says tzorchi in ladina. He leaves it as a suffix. Rav Bakshi Doron, Zichrono Livracha, in his tshuvas, is one of the Gedolei Torah that were lost, that were taken from us with the coronavirus. Rav Bakshi Doron explains that Kiddush Hayom, why would it be that there's a Kiddush Hayom Mincha because of Kiddush Hayom? You know, every other Yantiv has Kiddush Hayom and there's no Kiddush Hayom Mincha. So what's the tzad that Kiddush Hayom would mandate a Kriyas Torah Mincha? So Pashas, you could say, well, by Shabbos, we have a Kriyas Torah at Mincha. So maybe Shabbos Shabboson, you know, Yom HaKippurim, which is B'vchinas Shabbos on many levels. Also, so Rav Bakshi Doron says, no. It means Kiddush Hayom is that we follow the Seder Avodah, and the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah after Musaf. So if we're following Seder Avodah, we're following what actually happened. So it makes sense that there would be a Kriya as part of the Seder Avodah. And that's what the Kriya Seder Mincha represents within that side of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chakira, that it's about Kiddush Hayom. So do we have any rayas what it is? So, you know, we don't read a Haftorah at Shabbos Mincha anymore. So maybe the presence of Haftorah is an indicator that it's Midin Tainis Tzibur. Because we just had a Tainis on Gedalia, and we did read a Haftorah, we read Haftorah at Mincha on the Tainis Tzibur. We do not say a Haftorah at Shabbos afternoon Mincha, so maybe that's a Raya, that it's a din in Tainis and not a din in Kiddush Sayyom. The Achronim point out, though, that that's not a perfect Raya, because if you look in Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos points out that that they used to lane from Ksuvim at Shabbos Mincha. That used to be a practice that they would lane from Ksuvim at Shabbos Mincha. So it's not like it's so foreign to us to have some sort of Kriya from Nach at Shabbos Mincha. They only did away with that because they are Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Meaning they thought that if they lane from Ksuvim at Shabbos Mincha, then the Ksuvim are so fascinating and they're so interesting that that's all people are going to want to learn. So they made a gezeira that you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos because it's going to be a violation of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. People are not going to learn. So that was what they decided, right? The Tosfos writes Kasha Lari. The Tanan Parak Shlishi de Megillah, it says in Megillah Daf Chafal V'Sheni V'Chamisha B'Shavas Mincha Korin Shlosha Ve'in Maftirin B'Navi. So and yet the Gemara in Shabbos says Shil Molei Shabbos Ein Navi B'Mincha. So it sounds like there is Navi. So V'Tirish Rabbeinu Tam De Navi Da'ach Ainu Ksuvim Shei Maftirin B'Ksuvim B'Shabbos B'Mincha Gdam Parak Kol Kisvei. That they would actually lane from Ksuvim at Mincha, they would do a Haftorah. And in the Mesachas Megillah, when it says we don't do Haftorah, it means we don't do a Haftorah from the Nevi'im, but we do from the Ksuvim. Again, they stopped it not to be Mabatel Beis Medrash. That's how the Ragachavar explained the change from Magdil to Migdol on Shabbos. That why is it that we would read the pasuk as it appears in the pasuk appears twice, Magdil Yishuos Malkov, Migdol Yishuos Malkov, with just that slight change, whether it's Magdil or Migdol in benching, right? So there's the famous comment of the Torah Tmima and the Makar Baruch that it was a typo, and really it said Beis Shin Beis, which meant Bishmuel Beis, that this is the version that appears in Shmuel Beis, and everyone made the mistake of thinking that it meant B'Shabbos, that on Shabbos you're supposed to read the word differently, but it really doesn't matter how you read the word. It could be Magdil, Magdol, there's a pasuk that says each one, and it's the same basic idea. But the Ragachavar, they quote the Ragachavar, the Ragachavar explained, no, that on Shabbos we don't want to read Ksuvim. So we dafka say it the way it appears in Navi, not the way it appears in Tehillim, because Tehillim is in the... So we dafka do the Shmuel Beis version, and not the Tehillim version. An interesting idea. Okay, that's a different topic. We have there's a lot to say on that topic about reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, but not for now. So Lemaisa, that doesn't seem to be a raya. So Rabbi Akiva Eger has this suffix, and you know it's kind of good not to have a raya. If we thought we had a slam dunk raya to be poshut Rabbi Akiva Eger's suffix, we're probably missing something, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eger has a suffix. Tzorach Iyun L'dina. What is this Kriya Satara? So there are any nafkaminas. So the obvious nafkaminas is what Rabbi Akiva Eger said. Could a person who isn't fasting get an aliyah? So there's a further discussion in Poskim that I'd rather maybe not get into right now. Just give you a couple of quick Mara Makamos. If a person ate pachos mikashir, right, would even if it is midin tainis, if you ate pachos mikashir, are you still considered to be fasting? So the marcheshes in chelik aleph, in yudalid, oz dalid, the marcheshes was fascinating. Marcheshes was a huge talmid chacham in Vilna, and he was around, and he was one of the more established talmid chachamim when Reb Chaim was making his revolution. when Reb Chaim was revolutionizing the way Torah learning was presented and categorized and everything. So I think in the if you look in the Hakdama to the Marcheshes, he writes that there's a Gemara in Maseches Beitza that tells us that one of the Amoraim, when he'd go to a new town, he would daven before he would say a shir. And the tefillah is that that the Torah should be accepted. He said, well, what do you mean the Torah should be accepted? If you say Torah, it will be accepted. If you say Torah Semes, it will be accepted. So Marchesha says, now I understand what it means. Because there are all these people that are coming up, or there are some people that are coming up with new ways of presenting the Torah that are so much more attractive to people, and they're capturing the masses, and the old style of teaching Torah and the old style of learning is not attractive to people anymore. So you got to daven every time you say a shir, then maybe you're not with it, you're not in style anymore in terms of the way you present the Torah. It sounded like there was a little bit of bitterness about about the popularity of Reb Chaim, but anyway, the Marcheshes Adam Gadol. So the Marcheshes, he discusses that issue, and he says, oh, they certainly can get the Aliyah of the Epochos Mikashir. Shulchan Aruch and Tavrei Shiv Chesiv Zayin says that when you're machil l'chole, you try to do, if you can, ma'at ma'at, so that you don't get to a full shir b'kdei achilas pras. So there is a discussion, though, that maybe Yom Kippur is different. Maybe we could distinguish between the mitzvahs inoy and the isra achila. Eating pachas mikshir is still called fasting in terms of the lav, but it may not be fasting in terms of the assay, which applies me'es la'es. Meaning inoy may mean that you need to be suffering me'es la'es, whereas the isser to eat, the isser of eating, you've managed to successfully avoid doing what would halachically be called an achila, because you had pachos mikashir b'kdei achilas pras. It's based on the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Or Chaim Siman Kufnun Zayin. Okay, but that's again a discussion maybe for a different time. But that would be one nafkamina. One nafkamina, can a person who's not fasting get an aliyah? Another nafkamina might be just very simply about the text of the bracha. You know, the Marcheshes writes in that tshuva, he writes, Uleda'ati halacha zu b'machlokas tulia. This issue is tali and machlokas b'mechaber rama or chaim tafresh chav beis sif yud beis. Dildas ha-mechaber shama mafti b'navi b'mincha b'yom kippur choseim ba'ala tor v'ala avoda. According to the mechaber, you actually say ala tor v'ala avoda. V'ayin mishum tesfirle d'kriyas ha-tor b'mincha hu mishum kedusha sayom, because kriyas ha-tor b'mincha is kedusha sayom, so you say ala tor v'ala avoda. V'choseim b'shal yom kippurim. V'im chal b'shabbos, choseim gam b'shal shabbos. If it happens to be Shabbos, mention that too in the end of the bracha. Aval l'das haramasham, she'ino omer klal ala tor v'ala avoda, but the Ramah says that we leave it out. V'hayni mishum tesfirle d'kriyas ha-tor b'mincha hu mishum ha-tainis. It must be because the Ramah is paskening that it's on account of the tainis. Well, can I be kamo tainis the alma she'ino omer ala tor v'ala avoda? And that's why in the brachas of the Haftorah, just like on a tainis you leave out ala tor v'ala avoda, you leave it out mincha on Yom Kippur as well. So that's what he suggests is a second nafkamina. In the Bir Agra, in Tavrish Chafes of Beis, as if it were a din in Kedush Sayom, you should mention the Yom like we do by Shabbos. Rav Salvechik brings this up as well. This is Rav Shechter in Mitrine Arav discusses this issue as well in terms of the proper text of the bracha. I can't find it right now, but Rav Salvechik in Mipnei Rav brings up that same nafkamina. A third possible nafkamina might be which tune to use for the laning. Oh yeah, I found it in Mipnei Rav. Well, I have a different edition of Mipnei Rav. The second of the three so far svarim of Rav Salvechik San Hagos. So I don't know if you know the history when Rav Shechter first put out Mipnei Rav. Like there were like 40 pages in Yiddish. He thought it would be nice to publish the Rav's drasha the way he said it, and everyone was like, "What?" So they redid it, and they translated it in Hebrew. So I have the original one, and they allowed you to print out like a copy of the update without having to buy a whole new sefer. But the pagination was all off. So like if like you're in the back of Divrei Rav, there's a good mafteach for all three svarim, but if you have the old Mipnei Rav, it doesn't help you, for that. So I know when I was writing my svarim and I was looking for Marim Makomos and Pnimi Harav, I'd have to call Rav Shai every time I had, you know, a Pnimi Harav reference that I found in the Mafteach, you know, take a picture of page, whatever, and send it to me. But anyway, so in Pnimi Harav, he raises a third nafkamina, and that is that he mentions this nafkamina as well. He says, Bine. Brashana b'yom kippur nagu balei akriya likro b'tora b'nigun miyuchad hama'orim ma'od. That there's a practice, that there's a separate kind of tune that you're laying in, and v'cheinagu gama olim, and even that levarich baruch satora b'nigun miyuchad hama'orim. Even when you get an aliyah in Yom Noraim, you're supposed to say the brachos with a Yom Noraim nigun. B'makbil nigun miyuchad shal balei akriya, which fits with the nigun of the balkorei. U'mincha b'yom kippur Yesh chilufim in hagim. What about mincha and Yom Kippur? Do you do the Yom Noraim nigin, or do you do the regular nigin? Im lekro b'nigin regil shel kol hashana kulo b'nigin miyuchad Yom Noraim. Ubepshuto nira de gamin yinzeh tali b'machlokas anal. So says the Shaftes, tali in the same machlokas. Till the Sfaradim v'chelufim minig v'lajin. Ironically, v'lajin had the same minig like the Sfaradim to leave out all the Torah ve'al avoda. I'm sorry to say, Altar Valvada, Hanogim Kavsaka Machaber, Hare the Sphere Lusha Chobasakria, Ba'a Mikach, Kedush Sayom, Yom Kippur. So they hold it's about Kedush Sayom, Im Kainman, Achonadayim, the Shamish Benigram Yuchah, Shal Yamin Oroim. So you use that Nigit. Achlefim in Hagush Lorama, Shalola Varechalator Valvada, but the Minagarama, not to be Varechalator Valvada. Hare this relation creates we bitoris tiny seabor, so that's bitoris tiny seabor. So minanachon likro benigan haragil shel kalashana kula. So that's the possible nafkamina. In Hagione Halacha, you know, you're familiar with the same for Hagione Halacha of Mirsky, who's a Rashiva of BMT, used to be where Torah Shraga is now. So he writes in Chelek Beis of Hagione Halacha that it could be there's another reason not to do the Yom Noraim Nigin. He says, "Atshanu Oskin Bini Imas Hakriyav Mincha B'Yom Kippurim Reisi Old Lahavi Bini Zem Mashaoru Mechabrim B'Sefer B'Derech Eitzachayim." In the Sefer B'Derech Eitzachayim, the Supar Al Rabbi Yaakov Kalmus Rabba Shal Moskva, the Rabbi of Moscow, Shabiker Eitzal Visus Al Meltzer B'Yerushalayim. And he said that he heard a hezbur for the minhag to be kari b'tar in Yom Kippur b'mincha b'ni'ima shel kol hashana v'lo b'ni'ima shel yom noraim. So what was his hezbur? Because by mincha we read parshas arayos, and the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael heard the isurim of arayos, they cried out. Vayishma Moshe asa'ama v'abachul mishpachosav. And Chazal say al iske mishpachos on all the arayos that became master to them. So it's not appropriate that you're going to read that parsha that we were mekabel with tsar and with bechi with the ne'ima of Yom Tov, and therefore we read it dafka b'ne'ima shel kol hashana. And Rav Yisrael Zalman said that's a very good vart, and he said mikan she'in lecha minig Yisrael she'in lo yisod. He says that's another raya that every minig Yisrael has a basis, and that's a very good basis for that minig lechora. Rav Salvation's explanation is even better, right? Meaning, that's a nice part that because it was bizarre, so we don't want to read it like a weekday, but this is like much more defined, right? It's not just about happiness or, you know, what a reaction was, but what is it? What is this kriya? Is it a kriya of Kiddush Sayom, or is it a kriya of the whole year? So is it a kriya of tainus, which that's nafkamina. So again, three basic nafkaminas in Rabbi Kiveger's Chakira. One is Rabbi Kiveger's Nafkamina, if someone isn't fasting. A second, whether you say Allah Torah Valavoda, and that's Machlokas Mechaber Amah. And third is which Nigin to use when you're laning and when you're getting the Elias. The problem with both sides of the Chakira is that if it's Mishum Kedush Sayom, why not say Allah Torah Valavoda like a regular Shabbos? And if it's because of Tainus, why not say the proper Haftorah for the Tainus of Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzo? Meaning the Ramah says we don't say Al Torah V'Avodah. So if it's Kiddush Hayom, we really should. And if it's Tainus, like you want to say like the Ramah, so then we should say Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzo, because that's what that's the proper Haftarah. So there is a third possible understanding of this requirement of this special Kriyas HaTorah that we have on Yom Kippur afternoon, and that is that maybe it's not a Kriya. It fits neither category perfectly. It's not a Kriya of Tainus, it's not a Kriya of Kiddush Sayom. It could be that it's a kriya for the culmination of the tshuva process. And anybody who ate would still be able to get an aliyah as long as they've been involved in the tshuva process. Meaning, a tainis, you can't get an aliyah for a kriya b'toras tainis when you're not fasting. But if it's about a tshuva process that's coming to a conclusion, so and you were partaking in that tshuva process, so then you're just as eligible. And that explains the unusual kriya satara which inspires tshuva, right? The Mishnah Berurah writes in Taf Reish Chaf Beis of Katan Zayin that why do we read parts of the Arayos? Mishum shenafsho shel adam machmadasan. He says, and that this is the kind of thing that people are nichshal in, and therefore it's the kind of thing that's supposed to inspire us to tshuva. And the whole kriya is about tshuva. And it's not so crazy to assume that there's, you know, that you have like its own mechayev. I must have seen this somewhere. I don't think this is my own. I just don't remember where I saw it. It's not so crazy to assume that you have the, I think maybe in the Sefer Elohim Odai, but it's not so crazy to assume that it has its own mechayiv, other than Kedush Sayom or Tainus, like anything else. Because if you look in the Rambam, in 13th Parak of Hilchus Tefillah, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam, you know, throughout Parak Yud Gimel of Hilchus Tefillah, the Rambam tells us what to lay, right? And how to lay. Right? The Rambam writes that in Halacha Aleph, HaMinuk HaPashu B'Kol Yisrael Shemashlim Nesatar B'Shana Achas, that we try to finish the Torah annually. And what you do. And then comes Halacha Yud Aleph. B'mincha Korin Ba'arayos Shabbach Remos. Okay, you expect him to tell you what to lay. But then he explains why. He doesn't do that by every other kriya satara to explain why dafka you read it, because it's obvious why you read it. Every other kriya satara, if it's a yantif, it's mishum kedush sayom. If it's a Shabbos, it's mishum kedush sayom. When it comes to mincha and yom kippur, it's not so obvious. And he doesn't say mishum kedush sayom, nor does he say mishum tainis. He says mishum tshuva. That people have violated these averos, and therefore they need to be inspired to do tshuva. And that would certainly explain the haftorah, right? The haftorah is always ke'ein the kriya. How's mafter yonah at all ke'ein the kriya of arayos? Because the arayos is the most common avero, or one of the more common averos, one of the bigger yetzer haras that people have. And mainly we have a haftorah that's all about tshuva. That's what Siddur Rashi writes. Hashlishi mafter b'yonah mishum tshuva sanchei ninveh. That the story of Yonah is the story of tshuva. It could also be that the message of tshuva is appropriate whether it's Kiddush Seyom or whether it's science. Meaning, instead of making this like a third possibility, it could be that this is just like superimposed on the two existing possibilities. That it's about Kiddush Seyom, or it's about times. Because the essence of the day, yeah, Kiddush Seyom, what is the day about? The essence of the day is tshuva. So it's Me'en Yonah Shel Yom. Even if it's about Kiddush Seyom, it makes sense to be Maftir B'Navi and not B'Ksuvim, because the entire reason we normally choose Ksuvim is that they allude to Yemos HaMashiach, which is also the theme of Shabbos afternoon, Atechad V'Shimchechad. That's why normally we would have done Ksuvim had it not been for the Gezeira that we're afraid of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. But in Yom Kippur, the Kiddush Seyom is not about Mashiach. The Kiddush Seyom is about Tshuva. What does that have to do with Tainus? So Tainus is also about tshuva, meaning that's what Mishum Tainus is. That's what a Tainus is supposed to bring us to. It's supposed to bring us to a sense of tshuva. The Mishnah in Tainus, in the second parak of Tainus, the Mishnah writes, "Seder Tainios Ketzad." How would they do these Tainios for the rain or whatever else? Motziin es ateva l'ruchov shalir. They bring out the aron. V'nosin efer maklal gabe ateva. They would put ashes on top of the baruch. Ubrosha Nasi, and on the head of the Nasi, Ubrosha of Bezdin, Vikalecha Vecha Nasim Brosho, and everyone would put on their own heads, Hazakin Shaban Omer Lefnei Divrei Kvushin, Achenu! And then they would start the speech. And what would the speech say? First thing mentioned in the speech on the Yom HaTainis was, Lo Nemar Ba'anshe Ninvei, Vayar Elokim esakom vestanisam el vayar Elokim esmaaseim kishavim midarcha mara. The first thing he would say was a drasha about Yonah. It was a drasha about the Anshei Nineveh. And what was that drasha? That you could do all the fasting you want, you could do all that. That's not what Hashem is looking for. What Hashem is looking for is tshuva. Do tshuva. So the whole theme of a fast day is tshuva. So it could be that this third possibility is not really a third possibility. It incorporates both possibilities. Meaning Kedushas Hayom is the unique Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur is a tshuva related Kedushas Hayom, and the idea of a tainus, a kriya of a tainus, is always about tshuva as well. Oh, what are our comments here? Next one is after Magdili Shos Malkor Osir Shalom B'Ramav, which is a phrase from Ksuvim. Why don't we also change that in Shabbos according to Rabbi Chava? Good question. We read the death of it because there's another option. Meaning we read lots of Ksuvim. You know, we read Psukkot Zimra on Shabbos also, but there's no other option. Over there, I think that's what they say. But over here, where your mamish have the same pasuk in Navi, you might as well read the pasuk in Navi more like a zecher to that halacha. We read the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and Simchas Torah Yom Noraim. Wasn't that also bizarre? That's a good point. That was also bizarre. I don't know. Okay, now what about just a little bit about Maftir Yonah? So why do we read Maftir Yonah? So as we said, Maftir Yonah is it's all about tshuva. That's the Ber Hevtiv writes in Tavresh Chafez Oz Gimel B'Yonah L'fishi Kotzu Levush L'fishi Yesh Bo Koach Hatshuva V'She'in Yichal Levrach Me'Hashem Yisbarach. Those are the two things about Yonah. Is number one that there's a Koach Hatshuva, and number two there's no escaping the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we can't be Boreach from Hashem as Yonah attempted to do. There are many, many lessons that one can derive from Sefer Yonah, and particularly from the tshuva in Sefer Yonah. The Radak in his Hakdama to Sefer Yonah, Radak writes, "Yesh l'shol, l'man nichtva nevuah zu b'kisvei hakodesh, v'kula al ninvei sheisamu umas ha'olam, v'ein bo zeicha l'Yisrael." The Sefer Yonah is the most non-Jewish Sefer that exists in Tanakh. It's not even about the Jewish people. There's one Jew in the Sefer. Everything else is about non-Jews. You don't find that anywhere. That's Dafka the Musr. Sharim Nachri She'enam Yisrael Hayuk Am Nachri She'enam Yisrael Hayuk Karov L'tshuva Ube Pamari Shona She'uchicham Anavi Shabo Shavu B'tshuva Shleimam Mirasam Yisrael Mochicham Osam V'Yisrael Mochicham Osam Anavim Hashkim V'harav Ve'enam Shavu Mirushasam. He says it's a major kidruk on Klal Yisrael. Take a lesson. Here there are these non-Jews. One time they're told to do tshuva, and that's it. That's all they need to hear, and they do tshuva. But Klal Yisrael, Hashkem Baharuv, we're told over and over again, and we don't listen. V'od l'hodiyah pela gadol sh'asa kol yisbarach emanavi shayi b'mei adag shloshi yom shloshi leilos v'chayi od shekiu adag. And then he says also there's amazing miracle that happened to Yonah, and also the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such rachmanis on Baalei Tshuva. But primarily the lesson is that if they can do tshuva, then we can certainly do it. And this is a major point of Musar for us in general, that there's din and cheshbon. You know, we face din, which is, did you do the right thing, did you do the wrong thing? But then there's cheshbon. You said you couldn't do it because you weren't smart enough to achieve in Torah learning. But, you know, you have a PhD from whatever, you know, and you were smart enough to do a million other things. The fact that people may be less gifted, who were not given the same opportunity as you, are able to accomplish so much more, that's ultimately something we have to answer to. We have to look at people around us and what they accomplish and use that as inspiration and say, you know, why can't I? Just because, you know, if other people are able to accomplish in Ruchnius, I should be able to accomplish in Ruchnius as well. There's a vart that Rabbi Isaac Bernstein Zuchron Lebrach used to say, that L'sasa l'chapesel v'chal t'muna sheba shamayim mal v'sheba aretz mitachas. That it's normally, obviously, the proper reading of the pasuk is you're not supposed to make an image of anything that's up in the heavens, like stars and constellations, nor things that are down here on earth. but I used to say the Vart. I don't remember who he quoted. You're not supposed to try to be someone that you're not. Don't make yourself an image of somebody else. But Asherba Shamayim, when it comes to matters of Shamayim, Mima'a, look at people who are accomplishing more than you in Ruchnius. And think, what, is there any reason why I can't do that? Is there any reason why I can't accomplish just as much in Ruchnius? Asherba Aretz, when it comes to earthly matters, when it comes to Gashmius, Mitachas, look at those who have less than you and manage to do just fine with less than what we have. So the lesson of Sefer Yonah is, I can't be as spiritual as the non-Jew. You know, with one chance, where he was, a community is told to do tshuva, and they don't start making excuses, and they don't start rationalizing, and they don't start using their Gemara cups to explain why everything they did is really right, and why it's the fault of the modern Orthodox or the Hasidim or the Haredim or the Chilonim or whatever everybody else's fault. They actually looked inside of themselves and they did tshuva. That's probably the primary lesson of Maftir Yonah. Another point about Maftir Yonah, though, about Sefer Yonah, the Gemara in Tainus makes a point. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. V'yashuish midarko ara minachamas asher bekapeyim. May minachamas asher bekapeyim. Amar Shmuel, afilu gazel marish, ubanu bibira, mikakea kala birakulo, machzir marish lebaila. Wow. Their tshuva was so complete that we have a takanas hashavim. That if you steal a beam and you build it into a building, you could just pay back the value of it. Even though normally veishvas exeli, you have to return the actual item that you stole. You can't just pay back the value of it. So we have alech takanas hashavim. We wanted to make it easier for people to do tshuva, so we do a subpar tshuva. They weren't interested in that. They ripped apart the whole building. They wanted a tshuva shleima, even if it means ripping apart the whole building. You know, a lot of times it's not so convenient to do tshuva. It may involve taking down buildings that we've constructed. It's difficult to change like a worldview when you have to like really assess. You know, it's like a major machla in our generation that people like what they call identity politics. Right, that people have defined themselves within the frum community. I think Rabbi Weider gave a Sichas Musar about this, and it was such an important Sichas Musar. Most of his Sichas Musars are like mamish. He's the best Bal Musar in the yeshiva, underrated. He mamish hits the nail on the head every time. But it's such an important thing that a frum Jew decides that his values are Republican values, or that his values are Democratic values. Our Democrat values, that from Jew is going to define himself that way, and not by Torah values. And we concoct all these ridiculous things in order to make it fit. You know, it's possible to look at somebody, to look at the President of the United States and say, wow, what he's done for Eretz Yisrael. The people he put in place, you know, the ambassador and whoever else has been working and Jared and Rabbi Lightstone and all the people that he has working on all these amazing projects. Wow. I have tremendous hakaras hatov for that. And at the same time say, and if he gets up and makes fun of people who wear masks, he's murdering people. That's not something, oh, but it's a Republican thing. You know, people trying to touch up why from Jews are so bad at being careful about COVID. And one of the tights is because we're Republicans. From Jew, that's how we define ourselves. That's what we are. These buildings we've built for ourselves, you got to take it apart and build it al pi Torah. Tshuva means being, tshuva shlema at least, means being willing to pull apart the whole building, to pull apart these structures that we've built in our life, and being able to really assess something honestly as a Ben Torah. Another point from Sefer Yonah that the Radak highlighted is that Yonah was running away from his responsibilities, not to violate the word of God, but to avoid it, not mipnei Hashem, but milifnei Hashem. And sometimes we have that also. Tshuva is not only about aveiros. And what we need to think about is not only about what we did wrong, but also sometimes what we didn't do right. What kind of achrayus we could have taken in certain situations. And sometimes like achrayus could be very, very minor. But like we get like these blinders on and we just do our thing. And don't always look at the bigger picture. I was talking to someone recently from our yeshiva who happened to have been at a certain point, was going through a very, very difficult time. And he said that, it's an amazing thing about the culture of this yeshiva is that people don't smile and say hello. It's like, you know, when you walk down the street in a from neighborhood on Shabbos, right? You say, good Shabbos. Out of town. I had a friend who's from Atlanta when I was in MTA, when I was my early missions here in YU. There was a guy from Atlanta who was in Simon's shoe with me. I remember he went for a Shabbos to a very from community locally, and he couldn't believe it. Like, he's walking down the street, he sees obviously from people, and he says, good Shabbos, and they just walk right by him. And he said, each time he said, they looked from. I could have sworn they were from. Like, they look so from. But that can't become the culture. And this person was telling me, like, it's not like, oh, smile, you could brighten someone's day. Smile and say hello, because it could be that that person has trouble getting out of bed in the morning. They're so depressed. And there's more of that than you know of. And it could be that just taking the time, taking the achrayus to do something, not big, small. Hey, how you doing? You know, good to see you. Something small. It's not only about what have I done terrible. It's also about what haven't I done. Have I fulfilled my responsibility as a ben yeshiva, as part of a community? Now, someone who lives as part of a community and who values community. There are many, many other lessons from after Yonah. I'll just maybe have one more. And this is one Rabbi Friend, I think, mentioned many years ago. I used to, when I was in my early missions year in YU, so I'd go home on Fridays and I would run errands for my mother all day. And so my father always had the tapes, my friend tapes. There used to be such a thing called a cassette. And so I would always say, so my friend like got me very interested in halacha. Like, I was never knew much about halacha before, but he gave those. Now you know him as like a motivational speaker almost. But his shiurim that really put him on the map were the halacha shiurim, his weekly. He still gives them, the halacha related to the parsha. So at the end, he would have like some Divrei Musar and Divrei Ashkafa. So I remember my friend talking about Yonah. And when they ask him who he is, what do you do? Right, so what's his response? Oh, I'm in the prophet business. You know, I'm like, PROPHET. No, his response is, Ivri Anochi Ves Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yareh. But that's it. You want to define Yonah? You want to know who Yonah is? Ivri Anochi Ves Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yareh. There's so much about our decision making, and when we try to chesed, what we do, sometimes we get too detail oriented, and we start thinking about what we do right, what we do wrong. A lot of it is just about defining ourselves. You know, I just got a text from a wonderful young man who's in his first year in Shalavim now. And he was at my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha last year. He said, last year you spoke about, I was like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what he spoke about last year. So last year you spoke about not only doing tshuva for what you do, for others, what you do, but doing tshuva for midos. Problem is, the Rambam very clearly defines how to do tshuva for averus. But how do you do tshuva for a mida? Right? We always quote Rabbi Saul Salanter, it's harder to, you know, change one mida than to learn all of Shas. Okay, so how do you do it? And a major part of it, and what I was really trying, the point I tried to make in that drasha actually, was that tshuva for an avera is a program. You know, there are four easy steps, or not so easy, but whatever. There are steps. Tshuva for who you are, for your midos, for what defines you, that could be a minute. Harei mikudesh liyam menash anit sad gamor mikudeshes. Why? What happened at that minute? Because you've redefined yourself. And there have been countless studies on this particular issue, where people have been primed to, who does use dieting as a mashal? I will try to stay away from fatty foods. I'm a person who eats healthy. I'm a healthy person. Well, those are very different things. I'll try to stay away from fatty foods means I'm going to bank on my willpower to overcome my desire to do what I really want to do, which is to eat donuts all day. I'm a healthy person. That's who I am. If I do something that, if I eat something that's not healthy, I fail to exercise, I'm not being myself. And your every decision, just based on how you define yourself, you'll make different kinds of decisions. I define myself as a person of integrity. I define myself as a Ben Torah, as an Eved Hashem. Is this the kind of thing that an Eved Hashem does? I mean, we spoke recently about the Twitter bios, right? And, some people, when they have to define themselves in six words, will write Mets fan, gun enthusiast. I mean, come on. A Ben Torah? I'm not saying that that's what they really believe, anyone who does that. People who have such Twitter handles, I don't want your emails. I'm sure you're really tzaddik Eved Hashem and you're just being cute on Twitter. It's fine. I'm just saying, when it comes for real, that's a major part of how a person becomes better. It's just how we define ourselves and changing our self-definition. So again, what exactly is the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur afternoon? Rabbi Kivega's famous Safek, is it Tainis, is it Kiddush Sayom? But what we try to highlight is Elu Ve'elu, it's all Davar Echad when it comes to Yom Kippur. Because Tainis means Tshuva, and Kiddush Sayom of Yom Kippur means Tshuva, and the Kriya is Tshuva, and after Yonah is Tshuva. So it's all about Tshuva. And Sefer Yonah is a Sefer that is just rich with messages of how to do proper tshuva and the proper attitude to take toward tshuva and lessons to be learned from others who have done tshuva. So everyone should have a Gemar Chasim Tova. And Bez Hashem, I guess that's it for us. No Shia next week, right? So I guess we'll see everybody after Yantif. In good health, Bez Hashem.